please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch is not able to be here tonight, so Mrs. Webel is filling in for her. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webel?
Present.
Okay, in an effort for Mrs. Webel to do the treasurer's duties, we have to vote on her to fill in that position. So under item two, treasurer pro tempore, can I have a motion under letter A to approve Ms. Cindy Webel as treasurer pro tempore?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item three, district report, this is the time during our meeting where we just share a few things that are happening in each of our buildings. So I'm going to start with the primary. The primary is working with Child Guidance and Family Solutions in coming up with family engagement series that will start in January. The purpose of this is to provide a free 1 hour opportunity for families to gain knowledge in helping their children. And so the first series is called Flip It, which is a strategy used from the research-based program Conscious Discipline. It's a four-step process in developing emotional awareness in order to increase emotional control and reduce challenging behaviors in children. That's going to start in January, so parents in our primary building should watch for that information so that they can sign up for it. On December 18th, they will have their preschool and kindergarten winter classroom parties, and December 19th is PJ's and Polar Express Day. At the elementary, the Norton Elementary School counselors are hosting activities for support for harder holidays. That's going to take place on December 17th and 18th. And the purpose of that is for students to participate in activities that support students that will be missing a loved one during the holiday season. You may have seen some posts about that on our Facebook page back around Thanksgiving time. They had 181 students participate during that time. Their holiday activities for December include the all-school sing-along on December 19th at 9:30 a.m. and holiday parties for grades 1 through 4 on December 19th at 1:30 p.m. There will be alternative activities for those students who don't want to participate in the holiday activities. And you can contact the office if you have any questions. Under the middle school, on December 10th is the choir program for 5th, 6th, and 7th grade. That'll be at 7 p.m. at the high school. On December 12th is the band program for 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. That is also 7 p.m. at the high school auditorium. On December 19th, they are hosting a Kevin Arn Scholarship fundraiser. And for those of you who may not be aware, Kevin Arn was a teacher who recently passed away in the middle school. If you wish to donate, you can send money in to the office or make checks payable to Norton City Schools. The 5th and 6th graders Christmas dance and fun is immediately after school until 4:30 p.m. That's on December 19th. And also on the same day is a 7th and 8th grade Christmas dance from 6:30 to 8:30. And lastly, for the high school, we have two high school students, Haley Senderak and Ben Stoll, participated on December 4th in the Trivia Bowl on the Ray Horner Show, WAKR 1590. Every Wednesday morning, the Ray Horner Show has two students from area schools that answer trivia questions and promote education. In the past 2 years, WAKR has been doing this. Ben Stoll was the first student to get all 10 questions correct. So congratulations to him. The second annual fashion show will take place on the last day before winter break on December 19th. This is a collaboration with art students, the cosmetology students from Barberton, who do the hair and makeup, the University of Akron's Fashion Design Program, and other fine art students at the high school. It is a very popular event, and I'm sure you will probably see photos from that on our Facebook page. And we would like to congratulate Isabella Kosius. She was chosen by the Beacon Journal as one of Summit County's best of the best female high school players for soccer. She will get to attend the All Summit County Sports Banquet in June 2020. So not only is she a good soccer player, but she's also a really good student. So congratulations to her. And the last thing I would like to mention is for the past several years, there has been an anonymous donor who has donated winter coats to our district. And this past week, we received 35 winter coats that will go to our students. So if you know of anybody in need of a winter coat, there are coats available in each building. Thank you. Do you have anything that you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to talk about a couple of days.
Sure.
So just a couple of days that we've recently had in the district. First of all, November 26th, which is our students' last day before Thanksgiving break, we had We Roar Day 2. We had an amazing We Roar Day in September. And I wondered, from central office and listening to the principals gear up and talking to some of our kids, how Day 2 would go. Would the kids wear the shirts? How would the activities be? And our kids, our principals, our teachers, this district knocked it out of the park again for the second time in a row. These are difficult days to get absolutely right so that the students try and understand the idea of relationships and unity and togetherness. So I just wanted to applaud everyone in the district that day. It's the day before Thanksgiving break. Everyone's excited, but the kids wore their t-shirts. We had conga line dancing at the high school. We had everything you can imagine to demonstrate unity and togetherness, and it was just a fantastic day. So we'll have day 3 sometime in the late winter and then day 4 in the spring. The next day was a professional development day. Our kids are home, and in case any of our parents wonder what a professional development day is, teachers were at work that day, full day of work for teachers and administrators. And PD days are sometimes hit and miss. You have things planned, sometimes that are necessities that aren't the most exciting things, and other times you put something together and it just works well. And in our humble opinion, and from the people that I've spoken to, we had a fantastic professional development day on November 27th. And I'll just leave it at this. Really, for the first time ever in my career, we had preschool through high school teachers being together in the same groups. So we had literally teachers in this district that were meeting each other for the very first time and taking a big picture look at the district. We talk about the systems of Norton schools and how can we get better? How can we improve on these particular things? And they had the opportunity to present to administration and to themselves answers to particular questions. And they presented 23 pages of information that they would like for us to consider. So they were all in, engaged. I'm sure they were thinking about, as I was, eating the next day, taking naps and relaxing, but they gave us their all on that day, and I was really appreciative of the teachers' effort that day. So I just wanted everyone to know that we had two great days going into Thanksgiving break.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to student recognition. At this time, we'll introduce the students of the month.
We'll start with front row tonight, Mr. Shaner.
So it's my pleasure to introduce everyone, senior Jarek Keith. Jarek is a wonderful young man, very, very intelligent. A couple things about him, of course, he's in National Honor Society, but as many of you know, we've really been trying to ramp up our AP program over the last couple of years. And this guy has really taken it to heart because he is right now in the middle of 5 AP classes all at once. So if you know anything about that, we got to the point where I sat down with Jarek, I was talking to him like, do you have a job? He's like, don't really have time for a job. Yeah, that sounds about right with obviously everything that he takes on. At the same time, he plans on going to Kent State University and majoring in computer science. Now, what's really neat though about Jarek is, I remember when we get back ACT scores and things like that, so I'm gonna embarrass you for just a second, but when we get back ACT scores, we pour over them, we look at them, and we see the highs and the lows and all that other kind of stuff. So Jarek, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this out loud, but I'm going to, because it's pretty impressive. He got a 34 composite score, which the highest you can get is a 36. But he got a 34 composite score, which puts him in probably the top 5% of the country for a composite score. But then on the STEM portion, the science, technology, engineering, and math, he got a 35. And then in the math portion, he got a perfect ACT score, which is pretty good. Bright young man standing here before me. The teacher who had nominated Jarek was Mr. McBride. Ironically, your language arts teacher, so you're good at just about everything. But he was unable to be here with us tonight, but he did write this. I wanted to share with you. He says, Jarek Heath is an outstanding member of the Norton senior class. His work ethic is impeccable. Preparedness, responsibility, diligence, and maturity are some of the words that come to mind when I think of Jarek. His attentiveness and dedication have enabled him to achieve high marks in my senior AP English literature class. Now, the one thing that I've always known about Mr. McBride is they have this senior, research paper, you know, and all the kids worry about it, and all the kids prepare and work on it and everything else. And Mr. McBride always has the students hand it in right before Christmas break, because then he can grade them all, you know, like over the break. And Jarek handed his in today, like 2 weeks. So Mr. McBride mentions in here about how impressed he was by that as well, because he just handed it today. So our December student of the month, Jarek.
I'm just gonna take advantage of Jarek and the 5 AP classes and thank him for pursuing that. But I wanted everyone to know, Mr. Shaner talked about our AP growth. We'll never stop going in pursuit of things, but I wanted everyone to know, in 2015, we had 33 Norton students taking AP classes. In 2019, we had 85. In 2015, we administered 39 exams. In 2019, we administered 162. That's a growth of 353%. And AP students who had scores of 3 or above, which is what you need for college credit, we had 15 in 2015. Last year, we had 44 of those students. So we're moving in the right direction under Mr. Shaner's leadership. So we're, Jarek, thank you for participating in 5 classes. That's awesome. All right, next is Mr. Travis Dobbins, middle school.
I get the pleasure of introducing David Warner to Mr. Gagler.
Before I can turn over to Mr. Gagler,
I
want to say something.
Okay. Coach David, when he was 6 years old, T-ball, and to see the growth of the young man that he's become over the years, it's really been a pleasure for me. In fifth grade, the transition was a little bit rough for Dave going to middle school, but each grade card I would watch, and through the years, we'd watch and see. It was one teacher, it was a pleasure to have in class. In sixth grade, it was 2, and last year it was 3, sometimes 4. This year, all across the board, pleasure to have in class, just a great student, and I'm sure Mr. Gagler can speak to that. So congratulations, David. Mr. Gagler, go ahead.
Piggybacking off of that, you know, when we nominated David, we couldn't think of a kinder, nicer, hardworking student, honestly. And a lot of what Mr. Dobbins said in terms of every teacher that you had that we talked to said, oh, what a great kid, what a good student. But when I'm thinking of like describing David, words that kind of come to mind, one really popped up, and that's driven. I haven't seen a student as driven as David in a long time. He really, really wants to do well. And when he puts forth any work in class, outside of class, I'm assuming also, he always makes sure that he's not just doing it just to get it done. He wants to make sure it's done right, it's done to the best of his ability. He's one of those students that he bails me out if I'm, you know, looking for a kid that just raise your hand, just raise your hand, he'll do it, help me out. And I appreciate that quite a bit. But he's also willing to help out other students too. I put him in groups and he's so great with everybody else, working right alongside them. And he keeps me in line too. Just to tell you how much he reflects on his grades and just kind of looks over stuff. I remember one day, kind of vividly, about a month ago, I told the kids, hey, I'm gonna put in this grade in progress book. Tonight, I'll get it done, I'll get it in. I came in the next day and David's hand came up and I went back and I'm just thinking it's a general question about what we're working on. And he goes, hey, Mr. Ugly, I want you to show you on progress book you've been putting this grade. But I kind of blew it off like, oh, I'll get it in, David. But it shows you how much he wanted to know what it did to his grade, what it was going to reflect, and how it you know, helped him out or how he could help himself out in the future. And that tells you a lot about David. So proud to have you in class, man. And Norton's proud to have you as a Panther.
So on David's certificate, I handed the wrong one, and Mr. Oswald signed it. So we'll get you one with your principal, and then you can have two certificates. So next, I want to welcome Mr. Denny Oswald from NES.
I have the pleasure of introducing Paisley Warner, who's our first grade student in our building, and this is our teacher, Mrs. Brian, who has some words to say about Paisley, and very excited to introduce her to you guys.
Well, I could not be more blessed standing here today. When we were asked to nominate a student, I of course went to our strength and our warmth, we were together, and she embodies that every day, all day long. She is brave, she takes risks in class, she works so hard. She's not scared to make a mistake because she knows she's learning from it. And she, every day, all day, is 100%. She's kind to everyone all the time, including her teacher. Very respectful, she will help anyone at the drop of a hat. And a lot of times, you don't even have to ask Paisley. You'll see something in the midst of your day that needs done, and then you'll look over and Paisley's taking care of it. She's helping a child who needs help. She's grabbing a book for someone. She's working in the classroom. So she is someone who really, if we're looking for strength and we're looking for warmth, you look at Paisley. And she is the perfect example of that student for us. So I'm very honored to have her in the class.
Last but not least, from our primary building, Mr. Eric Morris.
I have the privilege and pleasure to introduce you to probably the biggest smile that you will encounter if you were to walk the halls of Norton Primary. This is Emma Edmonds. And with her is Mrs. Laura Maddle and Tracy Rainier. Emma is one of those students that, regardless of the day, you can walk down the hallway and you're engrossed in 100 million things, and she will purposely stop you and say, hi, good morning. You know, so it makes you like trying to get out of that funk of, I got a million things to do, and at time, you know, it's one of those things that she'll just stop you and just say, hey, just take a minute. Know and say hi. She did some artwork and it's hanging in my office. And I said, well, why'd you do that? She said, just because. So, you know, right there, I just want to say thank you and we love you to pieces. Okay. All right.
Well, I wrote so many things down, but I also put a lot of things in her word cloud of how kind and caring and responsible she is. She's a student that never gives up. She takes that extra step to help a friend and me. She works hard in our class, and even when we're learning is tough, she knows she wants to learn more, because she always says, I need help. She does. She's not afraid to ask. Kindergarten is a big year of firsts. We do lots of new things with new concepts to explore, but just watching Emma's eyes light up when I'm teaching is the reason I do what I do every day. And she just finds so much joy in school. This year, one of our classroom goals is to work together to be kind. And she has thought of many ideas for our daily kindness messages in our class, as well as encouraging others to remember those messages in daily acts of kindness. She wants to show her kindness by helping out, cleaning up at lunch. She's one that you don't have to ask for help either. Even today, we had a big spill, and she was the first one to go get paper towels and clean it all up. She has a gleaming personality, that shining smile that lights up a room. She has a super kind heart. She's a big problem solver in her class. which are all great, important characteristics, not only to be a great friend, but she's a great leader and a role model in kindergarten, and I'm so proud of her, and she's going to do great things here in Norton. And this is just the beginning.
So I am so lucky to also have Emma come to the reading room. And I feel like Let There Be Peace on Earth should be playing softly behind us, because that is truly Emma. She is here and she is born. So just for example, today we had our second week of the sight words, she within me. And Emma was the first one to want to not only read the words, of which she thanked Miss Linda. Miss Linda Linden is her one of her bus drivers, and which has actually happened to be today that it's on the website, and I think Facebook, because Miss Linda shows you sight words on the bus and helps you practice. So Emma right away said, Miss Linda's helping me too. And so we're so thankful for our amazing bus drivers that help us. So Emma used the word she within me in a sentence. And she looked over at her one little buddy in the room and she said, she is with me, which is a complete sentence with all three sight words. And she said, because she's my best friend. And the other little girl that sometimes struggles with making friends just beamed. And Emma, that was so amazing. Then towards the end of the class, we were playing sight word kaboom. And Emma pulled out the word my, M-Y, spells it, see it, spell it, say it. She said it. She wanted to use it in a sentence. And she said, my teacher is the best in the world. I love Mrs. Mabel. Isn't that amazing? And then finally, Emma, I'm going to share my favorite example of all of how amazingly kind you are. So last week, we read the story, How to Catch an Elf. And the children had to decide what one thing, and sound spell it, that they would put in the trap to catch the elf from our story. And we had, especially the boys, say things like gum, toothpaste, blue, mud, a cat. And Emma sound spelled L-I-T, light, because she didn't want the elf to be afraid if he got caught. That is our little panther.
We'll take a short break. If we could have all of the students of the month over here for a photo with Mr. Addis. All right. Under item 5, is there any public participation? Okay, under item 6, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks.
Yes.
Mr. Santelli.
Yes.
Mr. Yule.
Yes.
Mrs. Webble. Yes. Mrs. Bennett.
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 7, board business. Letter A, can I have a motion to approve Christopher Inks as president pro temp for the organizational meeting January 2020?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli.
Yes.
Mr. Yule.
Yes.
Mrs. Webble. Yes. Mrs. Bennett.
Yes.
Mr. Inks.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve the following policy updates, items 1 through 12?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble, yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, superintendent's recommendations, letter A, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified substitute pending background check and permit, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I'll just say that some of those people have been coming in and helping us with custodial services, and we're deeply appreciative of that. District is in need of classified substitutes, so anyone who listens and they need work, we have it.
Great.
Thank you.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters B through G?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Okay, under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letter H, approve the 2019-2020 reading improvement plan for Norton Elementary and Norton Primary Schools as required by Senate Bill 216, Attachment O.
Second.
Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Item 10, Superintendent's Report.
Nothing major, just as I was thinking coming here, this is our last board meeting this year, and it's just gone by so quickly, nice. But I also look, we're going to look back at 2019 and how many things the district was able to accomplish and achieve, and so proud of being on this team, and especially my admin team and all of our teachers who work really hard, and I just want to wish everyone a nice Christmas and New Year's. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Board members, Mr. Yule?
Congratulations to the Students of the Month, and hope everybody has a great break. And Mr. S., I think when you guys do look back and see the success, it's going to be amazing. I mean, this year has been absolutely amazing from students, achievement, the support for students, and everything else is second to none. So very proud to be a part of this district as well.
Mrs. Webble?
Congratulations to the Students of the Month. This year went really fast. It went really, really fast, but a lot of great things are going on. I was looking through the paper, and in the Beacon they have Make the Grade Amazing Teachers, and two of our teachers are nominees. And one is Mr. Steve Reinhardt from the high school, and Julie Stone from Norton Elementary School. So we're proud to have teachers that were nominated.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Mr. Inks?
Again, congratulations to all the Students of the Month. As Mrs. Bennett knows, Jerry Keith, I started coaching him in soccer when he was four. It makes me old.
How's that make you feel?
It makes me old, is what it does. Yeah. But no, it's great to see that they're growing up with great kids, great adults, great people. It kind of makes you proud of what we do. So, but like everybody said, proud to be part of the district, proud to be part of this team. And have a happy holidays.
I would like to congratulate everybody who was part of the We Were Together Day and the Teacher in Service Day. I've heard so many positive things, and I've read so many things on Facebook. It's just been that was a great week for Norton. Along those same lines, some of us had a meeting with a PR professional who works mostly on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. And she actually went into our site and some of the sites of the districts that are similar in size to ours. And three of the schools who finished ahead of us in the results of their, she just took a 1 week block, which happened to be Thanksgiving week. Three of the schools that finished ahead of us, her company actually works for her. They employ her services, and they do a lot of work for, this person does a lot of work for their districts. So they finished ahead of us. One other district managed to sneak in there, and I'm not sure how they did that. But Norton finished fifth out of the nine schools that were comparable size and demographics to Norton. We have a team of three people who have been doing an amazing job of getting our word out there. It's Mr. Addis, Mr. Oswald, I wanted to say Mr. Denny, Mr. Oswald, and Mrs. Wagler. They've really, really done a great job up to this point. Now, after we had that meeting, we decided, well, instead of paying for their services, we're just going to step up our game. So the three of them have been working extra hard recently, as you may have noticed on Facebook. They have posted more pictures and more activities going on in our school and more positive things that are happening in our school. And I want to just mention the one thing that was posted today where the bus driver was actually doing math facts for the students. What a great service. Mm-hmm. I mean, if students are not getting it at home, The only place they're getting it is at school. Well, they're getting it once they arrive at school and they're not actually in the buildings yet. The bus drivers are taking some of the responsibility for education on themselves. So, I mean, just a great service by the bus drivers, and just all the school personnel has just been wonderful about helping to promote We Roar Together. So, again, congratulations to everybody involved in that, and again, congratulations to the three of you.
Very nice. Thank you, Pat.
Yep.
Thank you, Mrs. Webble, for stepping in. I know that can be a little stressful sometimes following. Yes.
It was, it was okay this time.
So thank you. Congratulations to the students of the month. And, you know, just along with everyone else has said, but just thank you to Mr. Addis, the administrative team, all of you, everyone who works hard for the district in doing great things for our students. So it would be nice to have maybe kind of a look back year in review or something like that of all the achievements, because it's been a really good year. And then congratulations to the students of the month. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. And with that, if we could have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Meeting is adjourned.